Hey, honey, what are you up to? Do you have a second? No, don't get up. I'll sit with you. I know you have to go to work in a little while, but I just wanted to talk to you a minute, okay? Well, I just wanted to tell you that I love you. I really, really love you. I love that you're so sweet to me. And that you take such good care of me. Oh, sweetie. I know you love me, sweetheart. But you know that I love you, though. Right? Like, really love you. And that I really appreciate you. Okay. Good. But wait. Let me finish, okay? Yeah, I love that whatever I ask for, you try your hardest to make it so I can get it, right? Yeah, and I love how you make love to me, how you hold my hand when we, you know, have sex. I know we don't do it very often. We hardly do it at all anymore. But that's just because you're so busy. But when we do, you're so adorable, sweetie. You make me feel so special. Like I'm really pretty and you really love me. Aw, see? Like that. What kind of guy thinks to say those sweet things? You're so cute. Hey, honey. My back kind of hurts. Can you rub it a little? Maybe give me a little massage? Aw, thanks. Here, I'll turn away from you. And I'll even take off my top for you, okay? Mm-hmm. There. That feels good. Thanks, honey. Anyway, I know I buy a lot of stuff, too much stuff, and I buy lots of outfits because I want to look cute for you, you know? Oh, thank you. My bra's in the way? Are you sure you want me to take it off? Well, okay. I mean, I only ask because I don't want you to get worked up before you have to go. Okay. Here you go. Oh, thank you. Oh, that feels so nice. You give such good back rubs, honey. Anyway, I know it's really hard on you because I'm not working right now. Aw, don't lie. I know it is. You're working two jobs, sweetie. You have to sacrifice a lot because of me. You've wanted to replace your beat-up old car for a year now, but I keep buying all those shoes, and my new phone, and my new laptop. I needed another PS5. I got addicted to playing Pokemon Pocket, and you know, I needed all of the accessories and all of the cards, so that meant I had to buy packs, of course. And this is all on top of my new car. Well, that car, whew, it was really expensive. I just feel so bad. Oh, can you keep going, honey? My back really hurts. Thank you. So, I know I'm racking up our debt, and it's even worse than that because really it's your debt. We're not married yet because we can't afford to do the wedding right. And I know it's all my fault. I just feel awful. No, I get that, honey. You want me to be happy. Yeah. That's why I try not to let all that bother me at all. You don't want me thinking about that stuff, do you? Worrying about money and all that. That's your job, right? Yeah. And, well, I know I don't do much around the house either. Like, cleaning up and stuff. I'm really bad at that. I leave my dirty panties and booty shorts and bras and bralettes just lying around on the floor. Oh, and those fishnets all around the house. And I can't seem to remember to where to put my shoes away. I have so many pairs. It's so hard to remember where they go. I just don't know where to put things. I'm really dumb about that. And, you know, you're so good at it. So, just to save all the hassle from any of this, I just try to let you do it, you know? And not worry about it. That's what you want, right? Oh, good. thank you, honey. Yeah, right there. That's really good. Say, honey, could you give me a foot rub too? Yeah, my feet really hurt today. I think it's these new heels, you know, the Cassandra heels I bought from YSL. They're so, so cute. Oh my God. To get them made custom for my size 13 feet. Honey, you really, really didn't spare any expense on me. They're so cute, and I know you like them, but they really hurt my feet. Can you rub them, please? Aw, thank you. Let me just turn around and take them off, okay? That's better. Here, I'll put my feet in your lap. Oh, that's nice. Thank you, honey. Anyway, so I know you do all the laundry and the dishes, and you mop the floors, and I just... how frustrating that must be that your girlfriend doesn't know how to do any of that. I really don't. But I also know that you don't want me thinking about any of that. It's hard for me, but I do my best. I really do. I'd probably just make things worse anyway, you know? I'd break the dishwasher or screw up our clothes. And you don't want me to ruin all my cute, expensive outfits, do you? Yeah, that's what I thought. I know I'm a handful. Aw, you're just the best boyfriend a girl could have. That's all. My nail polish. Oh, thank you. I got a pedicure today. Yeah, I had them use that bright pink color you like. Aren't my feet soft? Yeah, I went for the deluxe package. Exfoliation, sugar scrub, all that. Hope you don't mind. You're doing such a good job, sweetie. That feels so good. You know, a lot of guys wouldn't put up with a girl like me. No, I'm serious. Well, you know, like, I know some guys, if they had a girlfriend like me, they might feel kind of frustrated, you know? They might think I'm a little brat who keeps teasing them with cute little outfits and spending their money and not helping them clean up the house. You don't think I'm a brat, do you? Oh, good. Yeah, honestly, why do guys get so mad? Like, just talk to your girlfriend when you're upset, you know? Don't call her names. Just be an adult. No, I know that, honey. You wouldn't do that to me because you love me. You don't ever get mad at me, do you? Aw, you're sweet. No, it's just that I know some guys like to treat girls, even their girlfriends, like they own them. Like they want to tell them what to do and who they can talk to and control them, you know? Like, if their girlfriends even talk to another guy, they get all jealous and angry. Yeah, I'm so glad we're not like that. Like, the other day, I was talking to that hot guy at the coffee shop. We were just having a nice conversation, and you weren't jealous, right? You were so sweet. Even when I gave him a kiss on the cheek, and he put his hand on my ass. My big, juicy ass that you loved so much. You didn't freak out at all. You trusted me. Because you know I love you. You know it didn't mean anything. I was just flirting a little. And I knew you wouldn't be upset. Right, honey? See, that's why I love you, baby. You give me my space, you know? You trust me. Honey, can you rub some lotion on my legs? Yeah, I just shaved them with this new expensive shaving cream, and they're a little dry. The instructions say I need to keep them moisturized after I use it. So, can you help me? I know your hands are tired, honey, and I know you have to go to work soon, but they really itch, and they're really dry. Can you please do it? Aw, thank you, honey. Do you want me to take off my skirt first? You do? Okay. I know you want to see all this thickness. Here you go. Let me just slip my fingers right through the belt loops. And then just scoop. And there we go. Oh, well, actually, hold on. It's really tight. It's stuck around my thighs. It's one of the ones you got me last week when we went shopping. You do like this one, right? It's one of my really short ones. No wonder it's stuck around my juicy thighs. Okay, there we go. No, I've got the lotion right here. Thank you, honey. Now, where was I? Oh, right. I was saying, we have a healthy, respectful relationship. And you just tell me if you didn't like something I did. And we talk through it and figure it out together. Yeah, that's why we're so good together. Isn't that right, baby? You tell me if I did something to upset you, wouldn't you? Everything is fine. Right? That's what I thought. Honey, are you getting hard? I can tell. I can feel it through your pants with my foot. Oops. Well, sorry about that. Do you like how soft my legs are, though? Yeah? The lotion smells good, huh? It's really fancy, expensive stuff. Victor and Rolf, the maker of my favorite perfume, Bon Bon, they made a lotion version of it. It's supposed to have pheromones that drive guys crazy in it. Is it working? Aw, don't be shy, honey. It's okay. It's working, right? You like my legs, don't you? Oop, not too high, honey. I don't want to get lotion on my panties. Just keep your hands below my thighs. Thank you. No, I don't think so, honey. My nipples are really sensitive right now, and I don't want lotion on them either. Besides, I just think you're trying to be clever and have an excuse to touch my beautiful breast. Nice try, mister. You can look at them, though. You know, honey, I know some guys, and I'm not sure if this is entirely true, but they think some girls do these kinds of things to them on purpose. Like spending all their money, using all their cards, making a mess of their houses, wearing skimpy outfits, and leaving their panties, fishnets, booty shorts, bras, lying all around just to tease them while they make hot, erotic audios. And then they never say yes when they want to make love, even flirting with other guys. Almost like they want their boyfriends to get upset. Like they want to hurt them or something. For no reason. That's crazy, right? Why would a girl do those things on purpose? Just to be a brat? Just to make her boyfriend mad? I would never do that to you, honey. Never. You know that. The very idea of that. Ugh. It's horrible. You know I'd never purposely try to hurt you or try to manipulate you. Right, honey? Okay, good. That's a relief. Okay, that's enough, honey. My legs feel a lot better. Thank you. No, I don't need any more. Thank you. Ooh, look at how hard you are. Did I do that? Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Oh, no. I'm sorry, no. I just don't feel like doing it right now, okay? Am I what? Turned on? Well, maybe. Why? You can smell me? Oh, I'm sorry, honey. I know my beautiful girl scent. I know it drives you crazy. I know I'm turned on too, but you know how sensitive I am sometimes. Honey, you already asked, and I said no. Not today, okay? But about what we were talking about before, I've been thinking, maybe I was wrong. Maybe it's some kind of perverted sex thing. Maybe some of those girls are doing all those things to their boyfriends on purpose, you know? To see how far they can go. To see what they can get away with before their boyfriends crack. That would be a really awful thing to do to someone. Wouldn't it? Making your boyfriend's life miserable just to see how far you can push him. To see if he'll do anything about it. To see if he has any spine at all. For girls like that, maybe they get off on it, you know? Maybe it turns them on to treat their boyfriends like trash. For no reason. You know? Honey, what's wrong? Am I scaring you? Well, there are some mean, psychotic girls out there. And the worst ones, you'd never even know. Like, they're just so sweet and pretty. Oh, just complete little angels. It's really scary, huh? But I want you to know that I'd never treat you like that. I'd never try to break you like that. You know that, right, honey? You know that. Good. I'm glad. You know what, though? There are some pretty messed up guys out there, too. Some of them actually get off on having sex with other guys' girlfriends. Some girls will let strangers do stuff to them that they'd never let their boyfriends do. You know? Like just groping their tits and pussies and humiliating them by calling them awful names. And letting guys fuck them while their boyfriend sits frustrated at home. And of course, that would humiliate their boyfriends too, because why would they let their girlfriends cheat on them like that? And with guys who don't even know their names, complete strangers, who use their bodies like their personal toys. Honey, you're panting, honey. What's wrong with you? I know. Imagine it. Wouldn't that be awful? It's gross, right? I mean, what kind of people do that? What kind of relationship would we have if I did stuff like that to you? If I treated you like my bitch and never let you touch me at home, and then I went out and let random guys use me, and I fuck their faces, and I come all over their dicks and their tongues, and I use them for whatever I wanted, and use their money too, and just, that would be so mean, wouldn't it? That would be devastating, right, honey? I could never be one of those girls. You know that, right? I would never just spend all your money, make you work two jobs, and make you keep your beater piece of shit car while I got a new Mercedes. I'd never just sit on the couch in my tiny little tube dress with no panties on while I made you clean my house and wash my clothes. I would never purposely deny you sex while I teased you relentlessly. Just because I got off on being cruel. I would never, ever leave you at home, exhausted from work, while I went out to some bar and hooked up with some random guy I'd never seen before, so he could fuck me in a filthy bathroom and blow his nut on my face. Just as I did him. I would never do that to you. You know what, honey? I think you should thank me. I think you should thank me for being the perfect girlfriend. Why don't you get on your knees, honey? Get on your knees between my legs. I want you to thank me with your tongue. Tell me I'm the perfect girlfriend. Go on. Tell me. Oh. Oh. Thank you, honey. Now use your tongue. Oh, that's it. Oh, I love you so much, honey. Oh, you're such a good boyfriend. Oh, that's so good. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. That's a good little boyfriend. Oh, God, yes. Use your tongue. Use your little bitch tongue for me. Use that little bitch tongue in that deep, sweet, tight pussy. That's it, sweetheart. honey, I'm gonna be honest, okay? Like, for real, honest. If you keep letting me do this to you, and you know what I'm talking about, I'm not going to stop. I'm going to tease all your money out of you. I'm gonna make you work until you can't keep your eyes open. I'm gonna make you eat ramen at home while I go out for fancy dinners with my girlfriends. Hold that tongue right there. Let me bite the face. Yes. And the closest thing you're going to get to my sore pussy is by using your tongue on it after I've been fucked by random strangers. Oh, that's it. I just want you to know, baby, I have to be honest. You're never going to fuck me again. Ever. Oh, but I'll let you jerk off. Just never in front of me. Okay? Wait until I dress up in one of the outfits you bought me and I go out, okay? Then you can jerk off all you want while I'm away. All I'm saying is, you better decide soon how far you're going to let me go. Because if you don't set up some boundaries, I'm going to fucking break you. I'll tease you. I'll drain you of all your money and abuse you until nothing is left. And then I'll get off on your tongue one last time, just like this, just like how I'm holding your face right in that cunt, right there with that nose wet against that fat fucking pussy. I'm gonna squirt one last time on it when that bank account reads zero before I dump you. Are you crying? Oh, God. You don't know what to do, do you? You don't know whether to get me off or throw me out. That's perfect, sweetheart. That's perfect. Oh, God. I love making you cry. I love it. Now, thank me again. Thank me again for being the perfect girlfriend. Thank me. Thank me for teasing you. Thank me for rinsing you. Thank me for draining you. Thank me for draining each and every one of those accounts. Thank me. Thank me. Thank me for cheating on you. Thank me for using so many fucking cocks on you while you will uselessly beat yours at home. Oh, I'm gonna fucking come. Oh, I'm gonna come on Claudius. Oh, fuck. You better thank me. Thank me. Thank me for being your perfect girlfriend. You're perfect, friend. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Thank you, honey. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, God. Thank you. Oh, I love you, honey. I love you. I love you. I love you so much. Shh, shh, shh. Look at me. Look at me. I love you. I love you so, so much. Thank you. Thank you for everything you do for me, honey. Honestly, you're so generous. You're so sweet to me. Thank you. For letting me ruin you. That was nice, honey. Thank you. Honey, do you remember what I said about boundaries? You let me know, okay? Because if you don't, well, to be honest, even if you do, I'm going to fuck you up. It's time for you to go to work, honey. Oh, I know you didn't get to come, but maybe you can skip into the bathroom on your break and jerk off doing your shift. I'll tell you what, I'll dress up in that new outfit you got me the other day. The one with, yet again, the fishnets. You know how I love how it feels. And just cuffs on my ass. And I know you love it too. I'll get all dressed up in that. And I'll take a picture before I go out tonight. And send it to you. How does that sound? You like that? Okay. Off you go. You gotta be on time. I love you, honey. Honestly, thank you. I really do know what you do for me. And I do know why you put up with it. But I really do love you for it. Thank you, honey. Now, go. Go work very, very hard for me. And I'm going to work very, very hard on some more audios for my lovely fans. You will go work hard for me, right? Thank you. Bye.